Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Friday, May 26. Coming up, government to roll out coastal management policy. Small business owners urged to formalize their operations and Caribbean MSME conference to be held from July 19 to 21. The details after the break.
The Child Development Agency and the Nathan A. Banks Foundation in association with the Ministry of Health will be hosting a Children's Expo and Special Needs Resource Fair on Saturday, May 27 at Hope Gardens from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Connect with over 30 service providers offering school programs and health screenings. Meet the experts and other families experiencing child health, autism, ADD, ADHD, and more. Discover the resources Jamaica has to offer its children and special needs community. For more information, call 622-7600 or 631-0595. Admission free.
Now the news. The government is to launch the National Guidelines on Coastal Management and Beach Restoration as part of plans for climate change mitigation. The document, along with the Coastal Risk Atlas to be developed this year, will be used to inform decisions regarding development along the island's coastline and within coastal areas. Minister with Responsibility for Climate Change, Daryl Vaz, who made the announcement on May 25, said this was one of several plans to be introduced before 2022.
Over the next 3 to 5 years, the government of Jamaica will implement several strategies towards the protection of the environment. The government will also develop and implement a coastal response strategy and implement activities for the improvement of coastal ecosystems such as coral reef, mangroves, and seagrass.
Minister Vaz was speaking at the launch of the Green Business Jamaica pilot program being undertaken by the National Environment and Planning Agency. The pilot is designed to help businesses implement best practices in environmental stewardship to reduce operational cost and sustain natural resources. The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries is again urging small business owners to formalize their operations so they can benefit from greater government assistance. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry, Donovan Stanbury, says the government is actively moving to establish the exact size of the micro, small and medium-sized enterprise sector so it can begin crafting suitable legislation and policies to enable growth and job creation. The challenge facing this effort is the unwillingness of stakeholders to enter the formal economy.
And I think that one of the urgent imperatives of this ministry is to provide that mechanism where we can, in fact, have statistics on this sector. How many people are involved? What are they involved with? What kind of employment are they creating? Are they contributing to GDP? What are the issues?
Mr. Stanbury was speaking at the launch of the inaugural Caribbean MSME Conference on Thursday. He says the ministry will be seeking to work with the Small Business Association of Jamaica to encourage more MSME stakeholders to register their businesses. Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton is urging the World Health Organization, the WHO, to remove cannabis from its current classification as a Schedule 1 drug to a schedule which reflects its important potential for medicinal use. Schedule 1 drugs are illegal substances deemed to have no medicinal benefits. Dr. Tufton says removing cannabis from its current classification is an important step in facilitating efforts by countries such as Jamaica to promote its medicinal uses while maintaining a sound public health approach. Dr. Tufton's recommendations come amidst an ongoing review of the medicinal value of cannabis being carried out by the WHO's Expert Committee on Drug Dependence. The minister pointed out that there are medicinal and economic benefits to be derived from cannabis and urged the WHO to be more assertive in distinguishing between the medicinal and recreational dimensions in the interest of public health. Dr. Tufton tendered his position while addressing the 70th World Health Assembly in Geneva, Switzerland on Wednesday. And the Small Business Association of Jamaica, in conjunction with the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, will be hosting the inaugural Caribbean Micro, Small and Medium-Sized Enterprise MSME Conference from July 19 to 21 at the Hilton Rose Hall Resort in Montego Bay. One of the objectives of the conference is to develop partnerships with other small businesses within the region.
We are rationalizing our approach in terms of how we deal with, from the government side, financing to the sector. And of course, we have the great JBDC, which has been providing business support and development support to our businesses. And frankly speaking, we need to expand that network.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanbury. The conference will be held under the theme Collaboration for Caribbean Sustainability and will bring together stakeholders to discuss financing, trade and investment. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.